Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh my God, I'm getting closer to my free pizza, Brody.
Yeah, you jumped ahead of me. I was the first to jump on. It's 8 purchases, you get a free pie, right?
Yeah. You need 8 pizza points in Slice. And all I got to say is I'm highly incentivized.
Well, now I'm incentivized, first of all, for the pizza. And second of all, I can't let you win. Slices, go to slicelife.com or get it in your app store and start ordering now. Save $5 on your first purchase.
If you use keyword Brooklyn.
Start up. Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
I want to say it's episode 175.
Yeah, 175. How about that?
Brooklyn Boys podcast.
7/8 to 200.
Is it? But who's counting?
Me. I'm the math guy.
I've lost count. We always...
No. You know, lost count. It's 175.
I know. But I'm just saying, I'm not looking for a milestone. What is 200 really going to mean? I mean, what did 100 really mean?
Well, okay. 100, we were going to do a live broadcast.
Right? Exactly.
And that didn't work out because, you know, the pandemic thing.
That old gag.
And again, I don't know where we were on episode 100, but around episode 100, we were going to do live at Caroline's Comedy Club. But... I don't know what's going on. When will be? It's 25 weeks from now, approximately.
Yeah.
Right. So that's half a year before we get to 200. But we do have. We will hopefully have some really big news involving Caroline's Comedy Club, and maybe the New York Comedy Festival get closer.
All right. So, and maybe some other things. Maybe we can all get together and do some outdoor activities this summer.
We'll see,
Slices.
Yeah. Not to say anything, but we have some outdoor activities. Yeah.
Right up front, before we get started, we're just very excited because our guy who prints the t-shirts, Matt.
Magic Matt
made some magic happen, and he's making it rain because as you're hearing this right now, 3 new t-shirt designs are available in the Brooklyn Boys merch store. The first one is my favorite. It's the fart water bottle. It's a seltzer bottle, but it says fart water on it. You guys check that one out.
You listen in order. You know what fart water is. We've been talking about this for a while. And so we created a fart water shirt. slogans by David Brody and Scary Jones. The second shirt is classic Brooklyn Boys. It's the Brooklyn Boys Grammar Police to serve and correct. However, there's a police car on it, and we want you to check out the license plate of the police car.
Yes.
We think you will especially enjoy that. Now, the third shirt is my personal favorite. It is a t-shirt with a Chinese takeout restaurant menu on the front.
Yeah.
With items that the way I would order them, with a little tribute to the grape soda. So
just a little.
Check that out. Scary, give him the website. Well,
Before I do that, I just want to say,
gifts.
So yeah, we're getting not one but two
right.
free gifts for you. Right. You get a freebie while supplies last, and then this brand new free gift that is just arrived in the mail for me, and I'm excited to have it.
I'm already using mine.
Yes, so you get two free gifts while supplies last. Should we tell them what the second one is? The new one. I think we should.
I think it's fine. But yeah, it's fine.
It's a vaccine card holder with the Brooklyn Boys logo on it.
Yes, the Brooklyn Boys vaccine card holder.
Yeah.
So here's the weird thing about the vaccine cards. Once you go and get your vaccine,
yeah,
the card is too big for your wallet, but it's too small to fold really well.
Yeah.
And then it's like it'll rip in the middle. It's horribly designed size-wise.
This card holder is exactly the size that you need for this card, for the vaccine card.
And more importantly, you're showing you're vaccinated, but you're also showing you're a fan of the Brooklyn Boys.
Yeah, and you're not going to... Then don't laminate that shit, because if you have to get another one down the road, how are you going to put ink on the lamination? Don't laminate the vax card. Slide it into the vax holder, if you know what I'm saying.
Anyway, so there you go. So go get yourself vaccinated for no other reason than to use your vaccine card in the Brooklyn Boys holder.
You got it for free while supplies last. Now, and we got that second gift in there too.
Or the first gift.
The first gift, but this is now the second gift. So
there's two free gifts.
Two.
And by the way, the merchandise that was up prior is still there in whatever sizes are left.
Yes.
You get pepperoni pizza, the slice for life, the hashtag shirt.
Yeah, pick up your shit right now.
FUH77.
BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com.
Drum roll. That's BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com. All right.
It's gorgeous out, Brody. It's 70 degrees right now. What are we doing?
I know. I got yelled at from Skiri because he wanted to do this podcast at 10:01 when the morning show ended. Not because he was excited to do the podcast, because he is. We both are. But because it's a nice day here in the tri-state New York, New Jersey area.
Yeah.
And he wants to get out and get some sun.
Now let the record show that last week.
The record is showing.
Brody made some concessions, and he bellyached about me changing the podcast day and all that shit.
Yeah, the day off.
Okay, this week, it was Brody who said, we can't record on Wednesday.
Right,
I made concessions.
But when did I tell you?
Doesn't matter when you did.
I told you a week ago.
You're screwing the slices over. We could have had this episode released 24 hours ago had we not
taken my daughter out for her birthday.
Well, but all I'm saying is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'm not going to, the only reason why I'm criticizing you, Brody, is because you criticized me last week.
All right, I think the slices, if given the choice,
we can put a poll up on Twitter. Let's not do that.
How do you conflate, hey, Brody, in a few hours, I'm just telling you now, I'm going out to dinner.
Doesn't matter. You still, the end result is the podcast was not released on Wednesday evening.
Right. I'll say this one last thing. I'll say this one last thing.
Why don't you postpone your kid's birthday?
Yeah. I took my daughter out.
Where'd you go?
I'm genetically related to her.
Why did she complain about green shit in her?
No. No. Oh. Well, she orders food the same way I do, but she is my genetic related daughter, right?
Right.
She's my girl.
By the way, is she vitamin deficient?
No.
Oh, because you just say she doesn't eat vegetables, just like you.
She eats a couple. I eat a couple, but mostly not. Anyway, she's not vitamin No, anyway.
Sweet potato is not a vegetable.
I took my daughter and my family out for my daughter's birthday last night, right?
Yeah.
You went out for Cinco de Mayo and you are not Mexican.
Doesn't matter.
That's all. Nope. I'm related to my...
I'm celebrating.
The equivalent would be if I took some stranger's daughter out for her birthday.
Doesn't matter.
That's what you did going out on Cinco de Mayo.
Doesn't matter. It's my business. My business.
Okay. But mine's more legit.
Just know that as the weather warms up and more outdoor things are happening and more events, we're going to have to shuffle this around. No, I want to do it on Monday mornings.
Why? Mondays aren't beautiful days?
I want to do Monday mornings.
That's
I want to kick off
happen.
My week with a brand new Brooklyn Boys. What do you think?
Can't do a Monday podcast.
I'm exhausted
from the weekend.
Ugh.
I'm up late every night. Can't do it.
Go to sleep already.
Go to hell.
Go to sleep. No. Jesus Christ.
You know what? You know who you sound like? I'll tell you who you sound like. You sound like Jess L. You know who Jess L is?
Who's Jess L?
I'm not going to read her hurtful words, Jess L. But she went to Apple Podcasts and left a review of our podcast.
Oh, Jess L.
Jess apparently Big fan since episode zero.
Big fan.
And she points out, always Team Brody. Always Team Brody. So right away, I'm loving Jess L.
Yeah.
Jess L, Team Brody, listens since zero. But apparently, she's done with me because I never admit I'm wrong and I'm toxic. So she's no longer listening to the podcast.
Oh,
so here's what I would like to say. And by the way, we have a lot. We still have almost like a still a 5.0 because it's just sporadic people who are writing negatives. You're not getting an FU Abe 77 shirt, JSL. We're not doing a FU JSL shirt. I'm not mad at you. But here's what I'll say, Slices. Because any one of you could be JSL tomorrow. I admit when I'm wrong. I have in the past a couple of times admitted I'm wrong.
No.
Part of who I am is that I'm confident in what I do and say.
Pay no attention.
So I genuinely believe that I'm right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be saying it. As are most people. Most people don't speak because they think they're wrong.
It's a terrible character trait. Character flaw.
Stop. Should we go over yours?
Character flaw.
Should we go over yours? FOMO? Okay. My point is, Slices, if you suddenly wake up one morning.
Only child.
unloved child whose brother and sister are more favorable and gave grandparents, grandchildren. Okay. All right, Baron boy. Not Baron, but, you know.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Can't have a pet or a kid. Self-absorbed.
The overarching thing here
self-absorbed, scary. Okay. The point is, if you wake up tomorrow and you realize you are Jess L, where you suddenly say, I can't stand Scary. I don't like Brody. I love the podcast, but I don't like the podcast. Do us a favor. Scary's going to give you the email address in a second.
reach out to us first.
You know what? Reach out to us and say, hey, guys, you know what? Here's my thoughts on the direction of the podcast. Here's what I'm thinking may have changed because we may not realize it.
Yeah.
Or you know what? I'd like to hear you guys maybe just say this for once and blah,
right.
blah.
You know, don't talk behind our backs. Why curse the darkness when you could light a candle?
I taught you
email
that, Eleanor
us
Roosevelt.
thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. Send the email to us.
We're open. We're open for discussion.
We like constructive criticism, too. And don't talk in crazy fan sites and Reddit threads. And apparently there's all these Reddit threads on other things, you know, people,
yeah, Reddit. It's called Reddit.
No. They talk about us in different places, in different forums. Obviously, there's another Brooklyn Boys fan page out there, the one on Facebook.
If but you like it, say it is. All you want. But
the thing is, Brody, you know, I barely have time as it is to get. I like to get back to people in my Instagram DMs. That's where my energy is focused there. Yours is focused on Twitter. I do read the comments on Twitter. I try and like it. Sometimes I can give you a little response. But if I'm to now go further and start searching high and low, where people are having complaints and problems,
right.
I never have enough time in the day to go out and have Taco Tuesday when I'm not Mexican.
Right.
So I don't look for that. Good. So, you know, just come to us. Come to us if you've got a gripe, whatever.
Right. Just a reminder now, changing gears, we're asking you again this week to please listen on iHeartRadio because we want to do well on the top 100 charts. And apparently now they're only judging people.
And another thing.
Another thing.
As the weather gets nicer and as you're going to the beach or you're headed out, you're on vacation, whatever the case.
If you have gas in your car because the pipeline's back on.
Right. Why don't you stick in an episode of the Brooklyn Boys while on your drive for a few minutes?
Just shove that right in there. Just shove
Even
an episode.
Even if it's for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's what we get credit for.
And then it counts for a full episode.
Give us those 5 minutes, man, and then shut it off. You know, whatever. I know you're busy.
But
sometimes people are busy. Whatever. You know what?
A lot of people are getting back to work. What a great idea for commuting.
On the way home, lots of traffic out there. Yep. Pop on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Use your data.
You keep saying the weather is getting nicer, right?
Every day. So, well, here in the Northeast. In South Florida, it's always been nice.
Right. Now, as you know, I bought a house many, 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 many years ago that happened to come with a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a pool.
We know. You're going to rub it in my face?
Nope. It's not going to go anywhere near you.
Still waiting for that invite.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. You know what? I wanted you to come over last week, but you were off of Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. It's 2021, 2020 fun. I think this should be the hot girl summer that Scary Jones enters your pool.
Well, how about 2022 as in 2022 bad?
Nah.
All right. So I have a white fence around the pool because legally you have to have a fence around the pool. And I think it's like it's made up of 5 foot sections, 6 foot sections, right? And at the top rail goes into the post, right? And on the other side, it comes out, the next piece of gate. So the posts have either side, the gates slide in. So the top rail gets pointy and goes in the top slot of the post. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so over the last couple of years, you know, the ground shifts, the tree roots move the fence a little bit, and three sections separated. So, like, if you leaned on them, they move. They're not connected. A little dangerous, right? And this winter, the latch on the gate to my yard, it's a metal gate, and it requires a special latch only made by the company that makes the gate. Okay, I think it's Jareth. And so that blew off. So I needed to get a new latch and have the gate fixed.
Yeah.
So I ordered the latch, and it was $67, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to be there in 3 days. Didn't show up.
Huh.
Didn't show up for 4 days.
Huh.
Okay. So I call up the place that sells me the latch. And he says, what's your last name? We'll look in the order. I said, Brody. The guy says, I don't see it in the system. Did you pay for it? I said, yeah, God. I just called you to tell you that the part I ordered hasn't arrived yet. And he's asking me if I paid for it. I have to pay for it to be shipped. I already told him I ordered it. So he says, right. So he says, there's no record of any purchase. There's no Brody in the system. I said, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, you didn't place an order.
What?
I said, I called, and while I was on the phone, I placed the order on the site and confirmed it with the woman on the phone. Yeah, there's no record here.
No.
There's no record. I ordered it 5 days ago. This was five things, 5 days ago. So I said, all right, I'll check. Thanks. I go by and check my email. I didn't have a confirmation email, but I had the website that said your confirmation number it will be emailed to you. So the email never came. So I called back and I get a woman now. And I said, listen, I just spoke to a guy. He said there's no order and he's not in the system and I'm getting very worried. So she goes, you know, like that?
Yeah.
And she goes,
sometimes I think that's just a sound effect.
Yeah. She says, Brody, $67. It's shipped out. Here's your tracking number. You'll have it tomorrow.
What the hell? Like, well, what happened?
I go, well, I don't understand. She goes, that's Herm. He's new.
Herm?
I go, what do you mean? Now the guy sounded like he was like 50, 60. He didn't sound like he was 12. I go, I don't understand. He typed in Brody. Yeah, I don't know. She goes, he's still in training.
Oh. Maybe he typed in Brody. Maybe he knew you.
Yeah, okay.
I was getting this wrong.
So anyway, I need to hire a gate company to fix the gate, okay? So I go on my town's Facebook page, and I search for the word fence, and I see other people that have asked the question, and I see their responses. They're all recommending companies. One particular company with the letter I, I'm not going to say the name of the company, everyone is loving this company. So direct message me on Facebook. So I direct message the owner of the company. Then I send the pictures and I say, listen, I've got these three sections of fence. They need to be pulled back together, right? Because the ground moved. So I can't pull them together myself. But if you have like a couple of guys on your team, I need them like from one end of my pool to the other, shove them back together and drill holes in them. There's holes there already and put screws in to hold it in place. I just haven't been able to do it myself.
Yeah.
So he says, great. Yeah. He says, I'll get back to you right away. He says, shoot me an email at this email address. So I shoot him an email and I don't hear back. 2 days later, 3 days later, I hit him up on Instant Messenger again. Hey, Paolo, I haven't heard from you. What's going on? Nothing. I send him an email. Hey, Paolo. You were anxious to get my business. You sent me your email address. You said, I sent you everything. I said, I'm really discouraged. Everyone said you were great. What's going on? So Paolo writes me back on day 4 and says, I didn't get back to you because I'm waiting to hear back from the company about the parts I need. So I said, I don't know what parts you need. It just needs screws. There's no parts needed. I just need you to pull the fence together so that the pointy part goes in the post and you put screws in. I can't do it myself, right? He blocked me.
Why would he do that?
He blocked me on Instant Messenger.
Well, you probably were a rude son of a bitch to him. That's
what. I was not rude. I said, hey, I'm a little disappointed I didn't hear from you for 4 days. So then I said, I don't need any parts. I just need you to come over and tighten, pull them again and put screws. He blocked me. So then I DM'd the company, right? The company page. And I said, hey, it's me again. I would love for you to come. You're highly recommended. It looks like you blocked me from your personal account. I'm not sure what's going on there. I said, I hope I didn't offend you. I'm just excited to work with you because you're so well reviewed. He wrote back, I didn't block you. Sorry about that. And I wrote back. I go, okay, great. When can you come? And he blocked me.
He blocked you again.
He blocked me again. After saying he didn't block me, he blocked me again.
Yeah.
So then I DM'd his wife because his wife is part of the company.
Right.
Right? She's on the page.
She blocked
you. So I emailed her.
She's got to block you.
And I said, hey, I would love for you guys to come this week. There seems to be some glitch with Facebook Messenger, but here's my email. I'll shoot you another email. Would love to have you come over. Everybody speaks so highly of you. She blocked me. So I have no idea, but I got three triple blocked.
Dude, they see you coming. They Googled you. They're like, fuck this guy. He was going to want free dessert.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I told you about Chipotle last week, right?
Yeah.
And I told the woman God. She should listen to the podcast.
She should.
I warned her. I said, listen, if you listen to the podcast, please understand that it's just a coincidence that these bad things happen to me. Because, you know, I don't want her to think, oh, my God, we gave this guy 7 free meals. He's a habitual problem finder. Because that's not me. Anyway, so I had to call other companies, right? Now, again, I've described the problem to you, Scary. How much do you think a company should charge me to send a guy or two over to pull the fences parts together? Wow. And just put some screws in.
Well, do you want me to answer with what the price you think you should pay or what the going rate is?
Well, if you had a guess, if you were a homeowner, just come over and reattach, like 12 screws. Vroom, 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 what a drill.
$30.
Okay. So the first person, the company that gets back
is
to me.
Is that too much?
Hold on. Says $175. So
what? For vroom, 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 vroom?
For vroom, 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 vroom.
Get the fuck out of here.
So then I email another, second company that was recommended, and I send them the pictures, and the guy says, I can be there on Thursday, which was like 2 days later. I said, great, can you give me a ballpark? He says, well, it's 3 sections of fence, and it's an all-day job, and I got to send a couple of people. All-day job.
For what?
So he says...
Well, he must be in a union. That's what it is.
So I'll tell you... be nice to unions. So he says to me... So Scary?
Yeah.
He says, if I do the math times 3, he says, it's an all-day project, $750.
Again? What the hell? I mean, well, sometimes people...
$750 for vroom, vroom, vroom. So I emailed the third guy who I ended up hiring. He and his partner came over. $50.
There it is.
They fixed the 3 parts of the fence
for $50
in 15 minutes. It's rock solid.
Wow.
Perfect.
Good. There you go. Perfect.
So I went and gave him a Google review, a Yelp
Excellent.
Review. Yeah. Love it.
Nah,
and then he says to me, I'm going to fix the latch on you. He fixed the latch for me, also on the gate, included for the 50. He fixed the latch and he said, you know what? It's not tight enough. It's missing a spring. I said, well, I don't have the spring. Right, because it's a different part, right?
Let me guess. He supplied the spring.
This was the Thursday before Mother's Day. He says, "I'll be here on Sunday and I'll put the spring in for you.
I have
an extra one." No. I said, "Sunday's Mother's Day." He says, "Yeah, my wife's working. I got nothing to do."
Wow!
Came back on Mother's Day
on a holiday. Did you give him extra money?
$50. No, I couldn't because he came when we were out. We were out.
That was cool, and he did it for no extra money.
Yeah, so slices, my point is, don't go with the guy who blocks you, because you can't. Don't go for the guy at 175. Definitely do not go at 750. Keep trying until you get the $50 guy.
I want to know what the 750 guy was smoking. Like, how does he calculate that shit? I mean, if you think about it, okay, maybe you say, all right, you know what? Parts and labor, or just labor.
Screws. There were no parts.
Just labor. Okay, labor. It's going to cost me some time and energy to get out there. That's maybe at the most you get railroaded for $100 at the most.
Right.
But even that is preposterous. But, you know, $50 is absolutely fair for something like that. I think you got off cheap.
Yeah, I did well. I'm very excited. I would show you the masterful work he did, but you're not coming over, so that's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be there tomorrow in my bathing suit.
To make you feel a little bit worse, I did something last night, and I was so panicked, Scary, that I didn't I didn't have the wherewithal to take out my phone and film. And I'm sure whatever project you guys have worked on at home, slices, you've messed up, right? You cut a hose that started spraying all over the house.
Some hose in this house. There's a hose in this house.
You burned something by accident, like the blowtorch fell and it burned the floor. We've all had that.
Yeah.
Scary hasn't because...
Got my finger stuck in a vise when I was a kid because I wanted to see how tight I can
go. Was that in shop class? Because God forbid you don't do any work around your house.
It was in my father's garage. I'm like, let me see this thing and how this works. I'm going to stick my fucking thumb in there.
Right.
And tighten
it
up.
I liked the way it was your father's garage. Even though you lived in the house, it
wasn't mine. I ain't going near that shit.
Yeah. Okay. So,
oh my God.
Last night, my wife says, "Oh, last night was Tuesday night. Last night, my wife says, "Hey, can you spray off the hot tub because the cover because it had that yellow pollen stuff?"
Yeah, I got that. I got that shit all over my car.
Yeah, it's like Frank's Red Hot. They put that shit on everything. So. My wife has bad allergies, as do two of my daughters. So I said, "Yeah, I'll go out." We got home from dinner last night, and I don't know, it was like 9:30, and so I took out the hose in the backyard, and I'm hosing. I'm on the deck, and I'm hosing the cover, right, getting all the yellow stuff off. And I said, "You know what? I'm gonna just check the water because I haven't checked the water since Saturday. While I'm out here, I'll flip the cover and I'll check the chemicals. Now to check the chemicals, I have like a little test strip." With like, I think it's 6 boxes. It checks the chlorine, the free chlorine, the pH, the alkalinity, and the stabilizer. I think that's what all the things it checks, right? So you dip it in the water, and then you match it up to the color code chart, and you see if you need to adjust the chemicals, right? Okay. I have to put in a chemical called pH down. It lowers the pH. That's it.
Okay.
I got to put a little bit in. So okay. I open the little Ziploc. It comes like it's a plastic, it's like a little pouch. With a Ziploc to close it, right? And I put it down on the ledge of the hot tub. Okay? It's probably like, I don't know, like a few cups of powder still in the bag. And I go to remove the cover completely and off so I can pour it in and spread it around, you know, a little bit over the surface of the hot tub. And I knock into the bag. And the bag, half of the bag falls into the water. And all of a sudden, the water turns piss yellow. And then dark yellow.
Oh, God.
Bad. Like, you can't see anything. It's all yellow.
Oh.
Thanks, Coldplay. Right? So, I'm freaking out. Now, again, I would have filmed it, like the hot tub of piss. But I was so like, what did I do? So, I'm like, So then I'm like, oh, my God. So, I Google it, and it says... When it reacts with the with the bromine, which was way too high, it causes the water to turn golden yellow. And so I had to throw in other chemicals to balance it and then add water. And I was making like late night soup.
All right.
Anyway, the point is by this morning, it was no longer yellow.
That shit is a fucking cauldron. Now, you know what? Now I don't want to be invited into your
goddamn. That's why I told you about it. So I didn't know you want to ask me.
Now,
the point is the water is crystal clear now. But be careful if it's ever happened to you where, like, you spill too much chemicals in the pool. Scary. It was like Moses turned the Nile yellow. Let my people go. Do you know that story, Scary? Is that also part of the Bible?
No, that one I understand. That one I get.
All right.
Okay, great.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, I had a...
Your brain
I used to
hurts.
Open up the fire hydrant when I was a kid, and I just go...
So did I!
And just go in other people's pools. I don't understand chemicals, shock... Like colors and things. Okay, chemical reaction on your hot tub.
That's all. I made
first world problems.
It's not a first world. Listen.
It is. It is.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. Right. It's okay. It's all good. Listen.
You could sell your car and buy, if I did the math, like 10 hot tubs.
I don't. I live in an apartment, Brody. I live in an apartment.
I know. You have a beautiful one bedroom apartment, although I'm surprised because... There are, since you moved into your apartment, so when Scary moved into his neighborhood, there were three or four buildings in the whole area. But since you moved in, it's all skyscraper apartment buildings. The neighborhood blew up, you know, in a good way. But a lot of those buildings have like rooftop swimming pools. I'm surprised you haven't moved.
Maybe I can't. No, I can't do it.
Why not?
Pain in the ass. I don't want to pack shit up and think about
it. You have a one-bedroom apartment. How much shit is there to pack up?
It's a lot. I have a lot of stuff everywhere. I don't know. I just don't want to. I don't want to deal with it. You know. I don't know. Okay. One day I'll have a house, I guess.
I guess so. But I just every time I pass those buildings that have the rooftop pools, I'm like, why isn't my boy Scary over there?
Well, yeah. Well, because because all I do is I use the summertime to go into other people's pools, except for my best friend over here, David Brody.
Best friend. Yeah. You know, my best friend. Best friend who isn't invited to the Brooklyn Boys dinners, even though I'm a Brooklyn boy. That's all right.
It's all good.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I love this girl dearly.
I know her so as long much as that you'll interrupt a wedding.
I love her. Yeah, that just like that. No,
if anyone should speak. No, you like, don't marry that man.
She's one of Robin's best friends, and I've gotten to know her over the years, and she is awesome. She's so sweet.
Is Robin in the wedding party?
She is. Robin's in the wedding.
Tell me about the dress, though. Tell me about the dress. What color is the dress?
It's navy. Navy. The dress.
So you
is
do
navy.
Know? Yes. Have you seen Robin in it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay,
but. She's
Does Robin hate the dress?
Yeah, Robin loves it actually because it's navy. Right. Actually, navy's her favorite color.
Oh, good. Okay. She must like Fleet Week.
Excuse me?
She must love Fleet Week.
Yeah. So, you know, I was talking about this a little bit on the big show, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. And I guess I know why people do this, but she's having two weddings, right? So she's having a small wedding on Sunday for like 35 to 50 people, because here at the time of this recording, things aren't fully opened yet in the Northeast. I know the rest of the world is living an awesome life. No, I'm actually very jealous. We're just trapped up here. So 35 to 50.
Here.
Yeah, that's great. So 35 to 50 people is the maximum, right? So because of whatever reason, in the catering halls. So she decided to have wedding part one and wedding part two. As I said this on the air the other day, and the wedding part two is going to be the big one. That's the one with all these people. But I want to be able to show up with a gift, and you know, obviously, I talked to my girlfriend about this. So I kind of wanted your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Do you give the entire gift? Well, first of all, do I owe two gifts because it's two parties and they're shelling out crazy money for each one? Most people would say, oh, you got to give a gift to each one. Do you separate the gift in half and you give, you know, party one, small party, give a half the gift and the other half later? Or does that look cheap because you show up to that first party with a small gift and then they're like, oh my God, that's it. And then you have to wait 6 months for the big party for you to be, you know, redeemed, you know, or for them to be like, oh, now I get it. Right. I don't want to go 6 months of her thinking I'm a cheapskate. So, do you just wait till the second party and be like, I'm going to give you the big one now.
Let me throw a disclaimer in because people are probably yelling at their phones. At the time the wedding was booked, there was a limit that she could only have a small gathering. As the time of this podcast recording, they have opened up the size of catering.
Correct.
I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, but the room is the room. She got the small room, and that's
100%.
It.
100%. I just want to make sure everybody understands.
Yeah.
We understand you can have bigger parties now, but she already booked this thing. So here's what I would say. So in the, we have to explain, in the Northeast and probably in California and the West Coast,
yeah,
we give money usually at weddings.
Correct. Right? Oh, that's right. Yeah, a lot of people
listening.
Some parts
of the country, they don't. They bring food. They don't bring anything. Yeah. There's different customs.
Here's a nice bottle of wine.
We baked you a lasagna.
In the Northeast, they'll take the wine and bash it over your head. You put cash in an envelope and you give a card.
Here's the other thing. You don't always have to give cash. You can also buy things off the bridal registry.
You can do that.
Right? And if you think that a couple is in need of items off the bridal registry, you can do that as well. What I would recommend is I would get something for the small gathering. I would buy a place setting or something that they, a little something for them getting married. They're going to need things right away in the house, right? Buy them the blender. Buy them the thing that they need for the apartment they're moving into, or whatever their living arrangements are going to be. I think that's fair. But I don't think you should give, $200 the first time, I'm making up numbers, and then $400 the next time.
No.
I think you give a nice, thanks for inviting me. Here's a little something for your apartment. Can't wait for the big to-do. Because if you give the big to-do now, if you're like, hey, here's $300, again, making up numbers, here's $300, go buy yourself some stuff off the registry. We had a great time. This is a beautiful place. Enjoy your honeymoon, blah, blah, blah. Like you said, 6 months from now, they'll be like, hey, shut up, didn't give us anything. And they go, well, what did he give us 6 months ago? Oh, we lost the book. We write everything down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because not everyone does that. The first thing that my people do, when I say my people, I mean from where I grew up and my family, my friends.
Tribe.
Well, not necessarily tribe. I didn't say that, but tribe also, sure. Is you get a spiral notebook or a notepad, and as you're opening the gifts post-honeymoon, the envelopes, the registry items, you write them down in the book. Mm-hmm. You keep a record because, number one, you want to make sure you thank everybody.
It's more of a ledger.
Number two,
it's more of a. I hate
you know what it is. Way,
yeah, you it's gave me this. That. You gave me this.
Right.
I'm going to give you that.
I will give you that.
I'm going to give you that.
You can give me shit. I will give you crap. You can give me shit. I will give you crap.
Damn straight.
You can give me shit. And this is where it's at. So okay. So you keep a record, but if these people don't keep a record, they may not remember that Skiri and Robin gave a generous gift for the party of 30. So I think you have to give a party of 30-ish gift. Now, by the way, you don't owe them anything. They invited you to the party, right? You don't.
Well, how's that going to go over?
I'm not saying don't give a gift. I'm saying they said we want you to share in our joyous occasion. So, yeah. Right? You don't have to give them a big gift.
I used to work at a catering hall. And I was a waiter, and I would see at these Italian weddings. Again, I'm talking about Brooklyn, folks.
By the way, did you just look around in your house to the left and to the right when you said that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I knew you did.
Italian wedding.
That's when you stereotype people. Like again,
but
like,
I'm Italian, so this is. But I'm also about to tell you my observation.
Everybody does it, like around the water cooler, like. You know that guy? He's from this part of the world. You know what I'm saying?
They would
look around. You do the look around.
Customers would ask me in the middle of the wedding, like after dinner, if they could borrow a pen. And I'm like, what? Oh, they would literally show up with a card and a blank check. And they would assess the food at the cocktail hour. They would assess the food and how it was going. Is this, am I getting filet mignon? Is that one of the options for entree?
Right.
Or am I getting beef stroganoff?
Right.
In which case, this is what I'm giving you for your gift. I'm going to stroke off into your card. Right. Because quite honestly, it was about, am I well fed? Is it,
Right.
So that's the way it went. And then they would just fill in the money right there. I would see them with the check. I'm like, holy shit. I can't believe they're filling the card out now.
Okay, but we've talked about this on the Elvis Duran Morning Show. There are some people who will go with an envelope with money in like $50 bills. And then take out 50s if the party's not good. There are people who do that. Yeah. I know somebody, get this. I know someone that used to call the catering halls of the places they were invited to and pretend that they were going to try to book a party there to find out how much it cost per couple so that they could know how much was spent on
that,
what the range was. Absolutely. And it wasn't me before you insinuate. And they weren't a member of the tribe.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. No, they would call up the catering hall.
I was about to say, Brody, how do you know that trick so well?
because they told me they did it, and I thought it was clever, but I would
never do
that. I
can't believe anyone would admit to that,
Brody. I don't base my gifts on... I did tell you guys like 100 episodes ago about that wedding that it was just terrible.
Yeah.
Where I thought it was going to be great, and it was in a horrible hotel, and it was like awful, like, well, it was terrible. That's the one time I thought, I definitely gave them too much money. Or, you know what? Or, you know, I have to be honest with you. Although I gave them more money than maybe the wedding... in your mind would have warranted, I felt good about it because they needed the money. I think if someone throws an extravagant $150,000 wedding, maybe they don't need my money as much as the people that throw a $15,000 wedding who scrape together for the biggest day of their life. I might feel better giving them more money.
Yeah, it actually works both ways.
Right.
Now, do I have to go to the church both times? I mean, are they going to... I think they're going to
do... they're not going to do the church twice, are they?
I think they're going to do double ceremony.
Are they doing church the first one? Are they doing like...
First.
First. The Legionnaires Hall.
Nope. First.
The Knights of Columbus.
No, it's a full, like a full Catholic church thing.
Okay, so the second one's not really a wedding, right? The second one's just come to the party, right?
Well,
they're not going to renew their vows.
They may. Who knows?
Oh, I'm not sitting through that.
But you know what? Poor Robin has to wear her dress twice. She's got to wear this thing for two different times.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I got to say, the people that are getting married, they're of they're Christians?
Yes, they're Catholic.
Christian faith? Catholic? Well, that's, you know, it's a sect of it. I've been to a fair number of different denominations of Christianity weddings. And they're very interactive. And some of them are like laid back fine. But I went to a wedding. I want to say it was south of Washington, D.C. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
And I don't remember what sect of Christianity it was exactly. But you guys all know I'm Jewish, and that's fine. I love all, serve all. But it was very much, we're all going to say this prayer now. We're all going to cross ourselves. We're all going to kneel. We're all going to...
Yeah, how did you get out of that?
Well, I I'm very respectful of other people's customs and traditions, but it was like, it was nonstop. It wasn't like, thank you, Jesus,
our
Lord and
Savior. But you didn't repeat all what they were saying when they say repeat after us and they do that part of it.
No, I didn't repeat it, but like I put my head down, moment of silence.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't pull out your cell and start texting people.
Oh, I'm not disrespectful.
It's like, you know what? This part doesn't apply to me. I'm just going to text my wife.
I would never do that. I'm just saying, like, I did the look around a lot. Like, people are looking at me like, so, like, I have to be honest, like I don't know, is it the Lord's Prayer or what? A couple of them, like, you know, the ashes to ashes and all that. I don't have that memorized because I didn't go to school where I needed to memorize it.
Right.
Although I do know frankincense and myrrh.
I knew you were going to bring that up. I just knew that. I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, here he comes with the fucking frankincense and myrrh line. I just knew it. I know it.
I do the same thing at church weddings as I do at temple weddings. Because, you know, in Jewish, depending on how religious the ceremony is,
they start speaking in other languages.
Not other languages. They start speaking in Portuguese.
In Yiddish. Oh, no.
In Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Hebrew. Is it really? Really?
Hebrew.
It took you that long to come up with the language of Jewish people?
I think Yiddish.
They speak in all the languages. They're sign languaging for a little while.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Well, yo. So,
and by the way, Yiddish was spoken by Jews in
New York
a long time ago.
They brought it to New York.
They did. It's not as popular.
No,
Hebrew is more the standard. Right. But yes, I know Jews speak Yiddish. My mom and my grandparents spoke a little and whatever. Okay.
Hey, so
the point is, I do the mumble. I do the fake. I make it look like I know what's going on in the temple because, you know, everyone's looking around a little bit, which they shouldn't be. They should put their faces in the book. But sometimes there's like, I guess, like, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance. You know it, right? You don't have to read out of a book.
No.
Right?
Not that, but certain things.
But what I'm saying is there are Jewish prayers that are so commonplace.
That you think that you're supposed
that
to know them.
People don't need to look in the book, right?
Right, but you don't know them.
Don't know them. So people are like looking around like, I pledge allegiance to the Jewish flag. You know, and I'm like whatever they're saying, I don't know what they're saying because I don't speak Hebrew.
Right.
I know some prayers. I can read Hebrew. But I'm like, I'm like, my biggest fear is me. I don't want to go, when everyone's go because then it's gonna be obvious that I don't know what I'm doing, so I have to like somewhere in the middle go like, So what's funny is when you're in a temple, if you ever go to a temple ceremony, you hear the mumbling because everybody's like, oh. And I know some of the like the older guys know what's going on, the bearded dudes, but I know a lot of people don't. So I think there's a combination of the people saying it slowly and the people mumbling. So you just get like,
why do you even have to say any words? Why don't you just move your lips around?
Well, you do that, but I sometimes forget. And like I'll remember a word or two, so I'll be like, no, Baruch, Bere Puri, Lahan Lechner.
Next time you should record yourself with your phone, and I want to play the contents of that back. Yeah, just and we'll examine it to see what words came out of your mouth while they were doing this.
You know, there's probably Christians that do that.
No, I do that. I don't know what
ashes dust to dust from blanks.
I don't think that's a thing. In what is this ashes to ashes? I've heard.
That's a song lyric. My kingdom come, my will be done. What is
that's
that?
That's our Father, but there's no ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's a song lyric.
That's a song, it is. It's a heavy metal song. But that's I think that may be the thing you say at the Jewish ceremony, right. Jewish funerals. But what is isn't it like thy kingdom come, my will be done from heaven on earth?
Yeah.
And that one,
yeah,
I don't know that one either. So
that's our Father. That's the Lord's prayer.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do you know it?
Yeah.
Really? You go ahead.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yeah. Thy kingdom come. Yeah. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against. Oh my God, I skipped a line.
Yeah, okay.
All right, shut up. All right, enough. This is
the home
religion.
Of the brave. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So you have to kind of mumble your way through it.
Truth.
Okay.
By the way, with weddings, are you, where are you at?
You agree with me though, right? Like a small gift.
Yes. No, okay. I was just going to say about people having multiple weddings because it is a trend right now. Are people even, what are people doing at these weddings? Are they, how much?
It depends on what, because there's people in this country listening going, we can dance whatever we want. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We go to clubs every night. So there are, I'm as precautious as everyone, but it's going to sound silly when I say this. In New York, up until recently, there were dance zones.
They literally put little circles on the dance floor and say, "You stay here. That's a zone.
It was like what's that movie with Kevin Bacon?
Which one?
You couldn't dance in the town. Footloose.
Footloose, right.
It's like Footloose. Like, no dancing. Separate. I get it. Like, I understand you're trying to keep people healthy. I just thought like dance zones was like, come on.
That's next.
Come on.
Level.
But it made sense at the time based on what we had and no vaccine.
I think we're going to look back at this time and say, what the hell were we thinking?
I won't, because I'm alive and healthy and whatever I did worked. That's all. It worked. That being said, the Jersey Shore for the people in Philly and New Jersey and New York, it's looking like it's going to be open 100% capacity.
Yes, it is.
That's great.
In fact,
last year they didn't do well.
I just got an alert from the New York Post that says the CDC is announcing that if you are fully vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask indoors anymore.
Thank you. I thought it was outdoors.
Indoors. Outdoor. That's brand new. This is breaking news now, Brody.
Hold on.
Breaking news right now.
Indoors. Okay.
New York
indoors,
Post.
Like in a
indoors.
I don't think that's
Brody, breaking news now. Breaking news now on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. But if you are listening to this a year later, this will all be outdated.
Hold on, CDC. I got it right here on my phone.
What are people going to say in a year from now when they're listening to these podcasts, like the pandemic podcasts? I mean, what are they going to say? They're going to be like, wow, this is like ancient history here. It's like finding a relic.
Okay, here's my problem, though.
What's your problem?
Right.
Of course I'm right. I just came across my phone. Breaking news now.
If you're indoors, you could lose your mask.
If you're fully vaccinated, okay. Take off your masks, everybody.
Here's why I have two problems with that. One is more serious than the other, but I'll keep it light. One, people who aren't vaccinated are going to not wear masks and you're going to, like, you don't know who's who.
Well,
you don't know who to trust.
That's
by the way, just to clarify, being vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get it. It means you don't get seriously ill.
Breaking
so I
news
can still
now.
I can still get it and give it to my mother. So I still have to be careful.
Right.
But here's my bigger problem.
I cannot wait to walk into Whole Foods and take my goddamn mask off and leave it off. Like, well, that, what's well, up? And I'm going
to
be like,
it's up to Whole Foods.
The CDC says
Hold on. Whole Foods can still say they require masks. Let's not.
Yeah, but if they don't, then I don't see the mask sign on the door, I'm taking the shit off.
But aren't we going to miss the fights in Costco on video of people demonstrating?
I don't care.
But here's my problem with this, with no mask rule. So about
don't have a problem.
Hold on. 2 weeks ago, the NFL draft was 2 weeks ago, right?
At this point, yeah.
My Jets are terrible. Okay, the New York Jets are a terrible football team.
Right.
However, they had a great draft. I don't want to get too technical. They got a good quarterback, I hope. They got a lot of good players. And I started feeling, I felt a little positive about my Jets.
Yeah.
So although I have like 11 New York Mets masks that I rotate, I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to get a Jets mask because, you know, we'll be wearing masks at least till the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the Jets mask. I ordered it 2 weeks ago. 3-4 day shipping. No problem. 2 weeks later, I have not gotten my Jets mask.
No, you
haven't. And now we get the CDC guidelines saying I don't need to wear it as often. By the time it arrives, I won't need it.
You don't need it.
I bought it from a company called Foco, F-O-C-O.
Hey, guess what? Foco you.
Foco me. They Foco'd me.
You got Foco'd.
They are the official mask makers of the NFL, MLB, right? When you see the baseball players wearing the masks with the logos. I didn't get my Jets mask.
That's it.
So you're gonna wear it just for style.
You do
that. I'm gonna wear my Jets mask regardless of the CDC.
Mine's coming off.
Now I have to get my money's worth.
So that's great news, man. I'm happy now. Oh my god, this is a new
day. You know what this means?
Yeah.
Now I have to come up with another reason why you can't come into my pool.
Right. True story.
True story.
Because I trust the CDC and I trust the science. So my mask is coming off because they said so.
You know what's it's really funny?
That's it. That's the new shirt. Because the CDC said so. So if somebody says, hey, why don't you have your mask on? I'm going to point to my fucking shirt because the CDC said so.
Hold on. So we should maybe get a shirt that says CDC's these nuts.
CD's nuts.
So you know what I find ironic? And it is irony. Is, you know, there's a section of the country that doesn't believe in science, doesn't believe the government, right? They've been
It's called everywhere except New York and LA and DC.
That's not true. Stop. I'm getting to a point. There's irony. I'm giving you irony. There are people in every state in the country, for whatever reason, don't trust things, right? And if you go on social media or Twitter, there are people who are like, fuck the CDC. They don't know anything. I'm not listening to them. But I guarantee you when they see this, they're going to be like, yes, the CDC's
of course.
Awesome. Love the CDC.
But this is what we do in life. It's just to bring it to a larger right, argument. You will always find the things that support your argument and put it out there. And so in this case, they're going to use that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, these guys are brilliant. I have to trust them.
I got
they're the experts. But last week, you're like, fuck the experts. They don't know anything. So, and again, I don't care what you believe. I'm just saying it's funny.
No, this is all comical. We're living through some weird fucking times, boy. Yeah. I'm still sitting in my apartment doing this podcast with you when we really, really, I'd just kill to like have, you know, going back to the studio and do this face to face. So I can look you in your eye.
We are going to be in studio on Monday.
Yes, we are.
We technically could do an episode while we're there.
Yeah, we'd have to wait till it dies down because there's going to be so many people there.
I know, hoopla. Knee deep in the hoopla, said Jefferson Starship.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to stay late. We can. We could just knock it out on Monday. Brooklyn Boys live.
Mama said we should knock it out.
Yeah, we could take phone calls too. We have the studio lines there. We could take the request lines.
I want to talk about the phone line situation.
That's right.
It's not ready yet. It's not ready yet.
But we're about to.
Because we're leery about something. I created a Google Voice phone number with a very memorable lettering. So, you know, like dial eat me, 800 eat me, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got lettering. We have very.
It's in our possession, right? So we can use it if we wanted
to. Right, with an area code, right, of course.
And by the way, I cannot wait. Then we could put your calls on, and then we
could
send
them. We're not going to take live calls with
this. We're
going
to take them live into the... We could set a time, say, hey, we're going to record the podcast.
You'll be able to leave a voicemail, but here's the thing. We have to keep it under control because the voicemail will fill up. There's only a limited amount of space.
No, but I'm saying, if you want to call us on the Brooklyn Boys podcast, we're going to set a time we're going to record, and then that line will be monitoring that line during the recording. How great would that be?
The reason why, right, and it's not.
And then
not
we could pick up, and then you could talk to us live.
Right, but you can't call it when we're not recording, and you can leave messages, but we're not going to answer it. It's going to route through a computer. It's not really a phone, right? And you have to keep the messages on topic. We're going to ask, we'll explain it when we get closer. But more like the stereo app where you guys recorded. Speaking of stereo app, we had told you guys, I don't know, about 6 weeks ago, download the app, get ready. We're going to do another episode on the stereo app, right? Well, two things happened. Can we address that, Scare?
I don't know if the talks are dead, but just so you guys know, we were working in the background to have our friends at Stereo work with us, and we were going to do a second, like a podcast companion on Stereo, but
and we
they
were
pretty much
equipment.
Went the way of that guy who Brody just with the chain link fence.
Right.
He blocked us. We're not hearing back from these guys.
Right. I'm sure he's a good guy.
They ghosted us.
So also the other problem was,
I'm not going to talk bad about them just yet.
No, we'd love to do it, but we also have not found time to do an episode of Stereo, even though I bought a new microphone and whatever. So we still may do it. We haven't forgotten about it. We just haven't had a chance to find a date. And, you know, Scary's out and about every night. It's hard to get a second day out of him.
Oh, please.
I have a bone to pick with Kohl's.
Okay. We're going to get to that right after this.
Oh, hold on. Just here's the sound effect. This is Kohl's. It's a big postcard they sent me. And it's my own fault, but I'm still pissed.
Brody and Scary.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Truck stop brothels run by a web of ex-cons. A Commonwealth attorney wasted on whiskey and power. Protection exchanged for cash and flesh. This is Hooker Game, Criminals and Libertines in the South. And I am your host, Dr. Lindsay Byron. 3 years ago, I came across a goldmine of news clippings detailing a scandal that rocked my small southern hometown. As I flipped through each page, this forgotten story came back to life.
I was told that it was just supposed to be a massage parlor.
The big shot in Danville was Barker.
He beats me continuously.
If you print anything that you hear in the grand jury, you will be put in jail.
I never gave any massages.
Listen to Hooker Gay, Criminals and Libertines in the South on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who do you not have a problem with?
I don't have a problem with Slice. That's who I don't have a problem with.
No.
Slice is perfection. Even though you're beating me now, with your goal to get a free pizza.
Yeah.
With 8 points. By the way, you get points every time you spend $15
this
with
is true.
Slice.
Yep.
You get a point towards your free pizza.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Slice, you can download it in your app stores or go to
SliceLife.com. Yeah. And the great thing about these guys is they really care about the local pizza shop person.
Right,
and
which is so very important.
Well, let me tell you a story about what they did during the pandemic. In the thick of it, they partnered with Slice Out Hunger, and they did this thing called Pizza Versus the Pandemic. That was a charitable initiative where they delivered pizza to care centers, the healthcare workers, the frontline workers, and so there's this, you could donate to Pizza Versus Pandemic. You know, the donation that you make supports both healthcare workers and small businesses who could also use the larger orders during that, right. the time of the restaurant shutdowns. So if you pretty much want to get in on that, there's a section on SliceLife.com where you could read about what they've done in the past and see if you want to make some donations going forward. Because
right.
they're always, always doing charitable initiatives.
But almost as important as that, the other great thing that Slice does is it gets you pizza to your house,
yeah,
or for pickup, but to your house
yeah.
Is even better, from the best pizza places in your area. And it, what it does is it provides the technology of ordering on your phone to mom and pop pizza places that don't have that technology.
Can I give you an example?
Yes. Well, go ahead, Mr. You've ordered more than me so far. You can catch up.
The other day, well, first of all, I discovered new pizzerias in my neighborhood because I was scrolling through the app and it said pizza near me. So
yeah,
I'm like,
and there's pictures of the pizza.
Yes, there's pictures of what you're getting and stuff. So I went into Slice and I'm like, oh my, Hot House Pizza in the back of Hoboken?
That looked good.
Like, wait, hold on a second. Like less than a mile from me? I've never heard of this Hot House Pizza. So I said, you know what? I ordered through through Slice and I clicked on a couple of buttons and you know, and then they delivered the pizza for me. But had Slice not existed, I would never have known that Hot House Pizza pizza existed. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I would not know of. So they literally have connected like a network of all these, the small guy, you know, talk about local and small.
There's over 15,000 local pizza places being connected using Slice. And so it's easy to find people. That's what I love. Plus they don't take a huge fee out of every order. So you're not harming the pizza place by using them to arrange it.
Yeah. They've saved local pizzerias $250 million in fees so far. And they take much lower fees than the other guys. So we want to support.
Speaking of saving money.
Yep.
Go to the app store, yeah. Get Slice. Mm-hmm. We're just going to make a little correction over last week. When I made a correction over the previous week,
yes.
It's $5 off your first order.
Yes.
So if you already have Slice and you've used Slice, continue using Slice, have a ball. If you don't, download it now, use keyword Brooklyn and get $5 off your first order with Slice.
You're making me hungry right now. I'm actually salivating. I'm not going to lie.
Well, good, because I said
salivating. Some people misheard that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. The problem I'm having with Slice, and just off the record, is that I thought I would order the things I wanted, right? Because mm-hmm. We're doing the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
But then when my wife saw the first order I placed, she says, well, there's a couple of pizza places that I'd like to order from. I think we should use the app, and I'd like to pick the place next time.
Oh, really?
So I have to share the app. She downloaded the app, and I had to give her my login because, you know, wife. And so she's like,
know, wife.
Right. So I said, well, when we get the eight points, I'd like to get the free pizza from where I want to get the free pizza. She's like, no, we're going to take a vote in the house with the whole family. So
why does it have to be a democracy?
It's a democracy.
No, it's ours. It's you and me. And we did this and it's our partnership, not hers.
Well, you live alone, so you get to do that. I no longer get to do that. I have to share my slice. I have to slice my slice into, you know, equal parts. So I have right now I have four people voting on it because one of my kids is out of town. Nice. So anyway,
all right, well, let's get some mail, and then we're gonna. I want you to go into what you're.
Yeah. Oh, I have, we have plenty of mail. Get some mail real quick.
Mail.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail time.
That sounds like mail time. It's mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Once again, thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. That's the place.
I can't remember it. I can't remember if there's a the in front of it.
It's always the.
Yeah.
So, Sohal Harjas, or Harjas, said, Harjas. Hey, how are you guys? It's now.
It's pronounced Smith, by the way.
Yeah. Go ahead. Now, day four of re-listening to the podcast, and I'm already 30 episodes in. I think I might have ODD'd on Brody. The rants are top-notch, as expected. And
thank
Skiri
you. I'm
being,
down with ODD.
And Skiri being bougie is still funny. You guys are amazing. Keep up the awesome work. Carrie Booth wants to talk about episode 77. Wow. All right. Eventually, you'll hear this here on episode 175.
No relation to Abe 77.
Carrie Booth from Bushnell, Illinois, says, just started listening to the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Yes, I started at zero. In this episode, Brody is talking about commercials. There's weather coming. There's currently a new Chevy commercial talking about of their SUVs. They talk about taking your Trailblazer outdoors. Where else are you going to take it? Duh. I love listening to you guys. listening to you guys. Listen to the big show and 15-minute morning show every day while working. Then I catch up on episodes the rest of my day. You guys make me laugh. Keep it up. And yes, I know if you read this on the podcast, I won't hear it for a while. Yes, that's Carrie's right. Very aware of that because she listens in order. Now, we got one to our Facebook fan.
Scary. Why don't you just hold it till she catches up?
Yeah, we could just sit here. Waiting. Still waiting, Carrie. I'll give you one more, and then you can go.
I got some stuff.
All right, great. So, hey, guys. Shane Simmons says, I'm all caught up. I've listened to every episode.
My favorite member of KISS.
In order. Mm-hmm. Brody, I let Brody down on free dessert. Went to a taco place, and there was a language barrier to start. It was loud with people in line, so I was almost yelling my order through my mask and the plexiglass blast shield. The business phone rings, the lady answers, and she walks off to the back, leaving us standing there. She's gone over a minute, comes back, and I say, I owe X amount. I told her, I'm not through ordering. She asks, what else do you want? I told her, and she still fucked it up, but I didn't notice until we got our food in the to-go boxes and went outside. I was so frustrated with the whole ordeal that I wasn't willing to go back through that bullshit. Hashtag fuck you, taco lady. Wow. You know what?
Wow.
You should have gotten redemption. You should have went back. It's absolutely worth your time.
She should have gone back.
Gone back, not went back.
Right.
Right. So anyway.
Also, she probably should have at least Googled how to say fuck you in Spanish.
So it's actually he. It's a Shane. It's
he. Yeah, okay, yeah. I got a post on the Elvis Red Morning Show, 15-minute morning show podcast from Triple 3 TVN. I don't know. It's a rough one. She said, I love all podcasts that Brody talks more. Well, I love that. That's me too. Brian Cotter, Koetter. He's a Sabres car guy, 9. I don't know if that means he drives the Buffalo Sabres around, if he drives a Buick LeSabre. I don't know what that means, but he's Sabres car guy, 9. He said, thought you might like these photos. Of irony, slice for life. He said, Walmart says, there's a big sign in Walmart. It says, he took a picture. It says, Walmart, investing in American jobs. And it's right in front of his self-checkout register where nobody works.
Wow.
I love that. I wanted to send a shout out to Lisa H at Guam Gatos, which I guess is Guam Cat, because I do speak a little Spanish. As she said, she found us. She lives in Denver. She loves the even is an even philosophy. And she said, as an NHL fan, Scamboni sounds a lot like Zamboni. Love your podcast. Definitely went back and listened to all of them in order. Mm-hmm. And so she's not from Brooklyn. She said she grew up in Denver, lived in Madison, Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, Nashville, and all of her friends in all of those cities and states I guess they're all cities.
Right.
She's told them about the Brooklyn Boys. So we love that.
We love that. Now,
I want to talk about, real quick, I've talked about this before, about people who confuse me with the other David Brody.
We've been over this before several times. He's the religious zealot.
Well, I don't want to anger people. He's a from conservative Christian news network or Christian news network.
Right.
And, you know, we are very different people and I'm not him. And so at David Brody is me. We've established that,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have.
And so this person, just Plain Talk 101. I don't know them. They don't follow me. So I'm going to go ahead and give out their name and their address. They wrote a really scathing tweet at me and him. Like they felt the need to put both
just in
addresses.
Case I didn't get the right guy. Right. I got the right guy because right. he's
like
the
calling,
other guy.
It's like calling your house and your phone and leaving two voicemails. So this person tweeted both of us and I wrote back and I said, hey, do me a favor. Because not only was it the two of us, it was a lot of very polarizing political figures.
Right.
I didn't want to be in that. I don't want people replying all and I don't want any more hate. So I said, do me a favor. I would rather not be associated with all the other people in your tweet. Right. I don't want to get into politics here. Can you just delete the tweet? Right? Because I just tweet him, not me. So they wrote back, of course you're different than him and a different person. Oh. And then they wrote back, so they wrote at David Brody, of course you are. And then they wrote at the other guy is a blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God.
Blah, 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 blah.
He continued to leave you in it.
So, no, well, he wrote me, so it's a different tweet.
Oh, different.
He wrote
okay.
back me.
Right.
So he wrote back
so,
me.
All right, he did the right thing.
So I wrote back, I go, dude. Stop putting us in the same tweet. Take down. They're doing it again.
Some people don't know how Twitter works. It could be a little confusing to some people. A little
all
tricky.
Right, all
so,
right.
So Joshua Baxter wrote to us and says, I know you guys hate shout outs, but I have to get a birthday shout out on your next podcast. Longtime listener.
No, we can't start that trend.
But here's the problem. Right. He wanted it on the 9th of May, and he wrote to us on Friday afternoon. So on Friday afternoon, the podcast was already out for that week. So
yeah.
Happy belated birthday, Joshua Baxter.
No.
Yes,
no birthdays.
Yes, yes.
No, Joshua, we love you, but no. You, listen, Joshua
right.
could have...
Happy birthday
Joshua
from Scary Jones.
Us.
Brody doesn't wish you happy birthday.
No,
he
listen.
Wishes you go to hell.
No, I didn't say that. Joshua, you could have hit us up on social media and we would have wished you... Excuse me.
Wow.
I could have wished you a happy birthday on social media, like live right then and there. But podcasting, it's 4 days later at this point. Stephanie Minker. I hope I didn't. Well, if I gave a
Minker,
double credit, that's fine.
I didn't even know her.
She's at, it looks like Ville, V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah.
But I thought it was Vile for a second. I'm like, oh, she's not Vile.
Ooh,
she's very,
Vile.
Very nice. She must have dyed her hair because her screen, her avatar is blonde and her picture looks like more she's a brunette. Anyway, she said, #free shit for me. Just got my F you Abe shirt with my free gift with purchase. Gift number one. Brody and Scary and Brody, Slice for Life. So, and she looks great in the F you shirt.
Yep.
I'm a little bit embarrassed about, I'll get to that in a minute. Brianna Moniz. She sent a receipt from a pizza place called Submarinos. Like it's so it's Marino. They're very clever. Submarinos, no apostrophe S, Submarinos, Pizzeria in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
P-I-Z-Z-A-R-I-A.
Oh, no.
Pizza Ria.
It's
now.
No.
I'll be honest with you. I do not know why pizzeria is spelled with an E.
Yeah.
But it's pizza. It's like a place that does pizza.
P-I-Z-Z-E-R.
It's pizzeria.
Yeah.
The English language is messed up. And yeah. I don't know if pizzeria came from Italy. I don't know. I'll look up the derivation of the word. But if it's spelled pizzeria, you got to spell it. You can't. So Brianna said, I ordered pizza from there. And she's like, never again. Never yeah. again.
I want to say something a little heartfelt. This is also a little self-serving, but that's okay. It's for a good cause. Steve Hilsdorf wrote to me and said, Scary is officially my favorite. Sorry, Brody, you're still awesome. But here's why. Before don't say
that's
anything further. Imagine. Wait till the end.
All right.
So I love the Brooklyn Boys podcast, and I've been a listener since day one, and I look forward to the new episodes every week. I hate to pick favorites, but Scary is officially my favorite. Of the Brooklyn Boys, because I finally started listening to the MS Journeys podcast on MS Vibes Radio on iHeartRadio. More on that in a second.
All right.
Even though you continuously say living with MS, because it's an MS podcast I do, which I know Brody hates. I am in the same boat as your girlfriend, Robin, my girlfriend, as I was diagnosed with MS back in 2017. I love the Brooklyn Boys podcast and the Big Show, and now have another way to listen to Skeery talk about something I can truly relate to that I'm dealing with myself. Thank you both for being awesome. Thank you, Skeery, for shedding some light on this stupid pain in the ass disease. You guys rock. Fuck you, Agnes. Thank you, Steve Hilsdorf. So I just wanted, I've never, ever used this podcast to promote this third podcast that I do.
It's a great cause. You do.
I do it. I don't get paid for it. I just do the podcast. It is multiple sclerosis. It's basically on iHeartRadio. There's a channel called MS Vibes. It's for people in the MS community, and it's for everybody, really, but it's some uplifting music that plays 24/7, without any commercial interruption. And on the third Thursday of every month, they release another episode of MS Journeys, which is a spoken word 30-minute podcast, which I am one of the co-hosts for. So I do some of the episodes, and my friend Kate Milliken does the other episodes. And we speak to doctors in the industry, people living with MS, people going through therapy, and also therapists and just caregivers. We talk to everybody, and we tackle a different serious every week. We tackle a serious topic on it, and they're available for download afterwards. So if you missed these episodes when they air live on the MS Vibes channel on iHeartRadio, just go there to the MS Vibes channel on iHeartRadio, right, and then you can click on the past episode of MS Journeys. I think about five or six of them are out there as of this recording, and you can go listen to it. So
that's great.
Yeah, and it's nothing to do with Brooklyn Boys or my Speaking Volumes podcast with Cher. It is completely different, and it's a very, very different. It's very serious. So thank you, Steve, for writing in about that.
And speaking of living with illness, and viruses and different things. I also do a podcast with my friend Jamie about people who live with the zombie virus. And then when they die, they turn into zombies.
Yes, they do.
That's your Walkers and Talkers podcast, where we talk about people dying all the time. And so check that out, Walkers underscore Talkers on social media, and Walkers ampersand Talkers on all your platforms. We're on Deezer also, by the way.
Yes, but we are on Deezer. Radio.
Listen on iHeart, because that's what counts. I did want to talk about a text message that came into the morning show.
Yep.
It was Teachers Week last week, and we got a text message. We were talking about $1,000 for the free money phone tap, and a teacher texted in, us teachers could really use that $1,000. Well, I'm going to help you out here. It should be we teachers need that $1,000, so let's focus on that. Somebody posted on one of my pages to let me know they DM'd me. I thought that was odd. Matt underscore Williams, I love you. You're a great follower on Instagram, but I got a kick out of that. Like, you know when you leave a message and you say, hey, man, like you text somebody, hey, I left you a voicemail? That's what Matt did. Matt posted on a picture and said, I just want to let you know I DM'd you. So,
continue.
We've talked about this. Like, we don't remember stuff from last week, let alone a long time ago. So, Sean DP, Zion's firstborn, good guy. He's the guy who's a big Milwaukee Brewers fan. He's the guy that tried to correct them, but they weren't wrong. I talked about that last week or the week before. He grammar policed the Milwaukee Brewers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So he tweeted me last week, at David Brody, hashtag ninth. 9th, hashtag ninth. So I wrote back, I go, what is that? I don't know what that means.
Right.
I have no idea. Do you know what that means?
Hey, say that again. Ninth?
Ninth, hashtag ninth. Now, some of the slices are going, oh, they know. They know. Do you know?
No.
Okay, so we're up to episode 175.
Yeah.
Episode 103, Sean wrote back. Episode 103, which was 72 episodes ago, which was probably around, I don't know, close to 80 weeks ago, because sometimes we take off. So I'm sorry, I'm still trying to catch up. Was told to tweet hashtag ninth because of an internship cover letter where the intern listed me ninth.
the problem is that was how many years ago?
I said, like 80 weeks ago.
That's crazy. Ninth, in the middle of nowhere. It's just random. Right. It's arbitrary.
Right, just the ninth.
All right, well,
all right.
Kristen, so, Okay. Kristen Misoria got it, slid into our DMs at the Brooklyn Boys on Instagram and said, I'm listening to episode 173. And whenever I hear someone say get online, I think of online like the internet. I say get in line because you're standing between two people. It's going to take getting used to hearing online. But whatever you say, I still love the podcast. That's Kristen from Jax, Florida. You right. Fuck you. Slice for life. And right. Yeah.
Okay,
and,
so you know when you're in a supermarket yep. and there's like 17 lines?
Yes.
Right? When you're a kid, right, your mom goes, oh, go get on the end of that line. Go get on that line and we'll see who gets to the register first. You get on it. You join the line. You can become part of it. That's the thought process. Well, so anyway.
And then we have two more. I just wanted to do two more DMs and then I'm good.
Okay, all right,
first of all, Alan Lendon, whoever, said all potatoes are tubers, by the way. I know I'm always late and random. I don't do Twitter, so this is the only way that I'm commenting. So if you want to talk about an old comment from an old podcast, he's commenting on the potatoes are tubers. Also, Scary, okay. you can put an empty... He's telling me how to fix my printer from five episodes ago, about putting the empty ink cartridge to fill the blank spot and then make your printer print. Okay? And then...
Scary already bought a new printer, but thank you.
Right. I also agree about not automatically splitting the bill evenly.
Love
because
him.
When I go out, I'm purposefully already buzzed and full so that I don't have to order a lot of drinks to get
That's
drunk
great.
or entrees to get full. I just have a well drink and a few domestic beers and babysit a single appetizer. Why would I pay the same percentage as people whose check is double mine? Well, guess what, Alan? You and I will never hang out because you suck as a friend. I'm just sorry. There's no way. Get the fuck out of my group. My friends would throw you off a cliff. And then finally, from DJ Bring It, this is one of my favorites for the week. What up, my brothers? The last two episodes were amazing. But Brody, Scary should be in that pool, man. Scary, if I had a pool, you would be invited.
Easy to say.
I do have some awesome parties.
If I had a private jet, I would have Scary on it.
I do have awesome parties in my backyard that you're more than welcome to come to. Fire pits, DJ, me, of course, drinks. Food, bottle service, VIP area. Okay, two of these are lies. Anyway, love you guys. Feel like I'm listening to family when I listen to the podcast. Here's a pick for you, Brody. You talked about this shit all the time. And it was an Instagram snapshot, ISO, a poker dealer and bartender for birthday party on 529.
What?
I don't know why that is ISO. There was a picture. I don't know. Sent the picture. ISO, a poker dealer, whatever that was. I don't know.
I don't know what that, no idea. Sorry. Speaking of being invited to pools, a couple of our listeners, I think Janovic, Shady Jew Mobster, a couple of our listeners got into a back and forth about you can go to their pool, that they're inviting you to go to their pools. So we have a lot of nice listeners who will invite you over.
Maybe I will.
And apparently Shady Jew Mobster and Janovic are becoming buddies and going out for drinks soon. So good for them. Shady Jew Mobster sent me, remember we talked about that dumbass girl on TikTok? I was today years old when.
Yes.
And it was all fake.
Yes.
So I want to call out official TikTok nurse on Twitter. He sent me a screenshot, right? It says, I was today years old when I learned touch and go means is what tag stands for. That tag means touch and go.
Oh my God.
You touch them and then you go. No, it fucking doesn't. No, it doesn't. And you know what's worse? When you go to the video on TikTok, and again, you have to scroll down because she posted this months ago, official TikTok nurse. She tells a story about how this kid came up to her and said, do you want to play touch and go? And she's like, I don't know what that means. And then the little boy said, you know, touch and go.
You know, tag. Fuck you.
Right.
That's not how it happened.
I was today years old when I left. She's like, that's a fake story. That's like when comedians go, yeah, I was on an airplane last week. No, you weren't.
Right.
No, you weren't. You were not. The little boy didn't come up to you. Someone told you that in a bar and you believed it. Tag is from, I think, Scottish tech. And we translated it to tag. It has nothing to do with touch and go. So thank you, Shady Jew Mobster. You angered me. I wanted to shout out. What now?
Yeah, my deodorant is wearing off. We probably should go. Ugh.
Isn't that bad?
I reek of onions. I don't know.
Well, I'll wrap this up, and then I'm gonna tell you why I made a call, and I'll tell you what happened to Mother's Day, because we got to get out of here. So we got a text message correcting us on the morning show, okay? Elvis was talking about being cast on Law & Order, right? Because it's past tense, someone texted in and said, casted, asterisk.
Wrong. First rule, be right.
Right. So I wrote back, rule number one of correcting people is be right.
Correct.
The past tense of cast
is cast.
Is casted. Now, it's the same.
It is cast. Cast is cast.
It's the same with broadcast, technically, but people are now starting to allow broadcasted. Yeah. Like we broadcasted live, but it technically is we broadcast live last week. But anyway, but when you're cast in a play, past tense is cast.
Correct.
So they wrote back, sorry, Brody, you're right. So, not that I'm always right, but okay. So I'll tell you why I'm mad at Kohl's, and then I'll tell you what happened on Mother's Day. Kohl's sends these giant postcards. They're like the same size as the Bed Bath & Beyond 20% off coupons you get. Right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
They're annoying.
There's a peel off where it says Kohl's card exclusive, take an extra 30% off. Then in smaller print, it says 20% off or 50% off. Right?
Fuck that.
But you look at it and you're like,
maximum savings, $3.
Fuck you. Right, but it says take an extra 30% off, 20% or 15%. Right? So you have to peel the thing back. I like Kohl's very much. I shop there often for my casuals, my t-shirts, stuff like that. And sometimes my button down summer shirts. And so I got it, and I said, you know what? It's just going to be 10% off again. You know, like when you go to they play the Monopoly game at Burger King and McDonald's, right? McDonald's, yeah. And you have to get Boardwalk
and Park Place. Yeah, they only give you the fucking there's like one Boardwalk and there's about 17,000 Park Places.
Right, and you're never going to get the good discount. You're never going to get the good. You peel it off like you'll peel this off for a free item, and it's like a free napkin. Like you get shit. So I saw this. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to peel this off for 10% off every fucking time for years. So I left it on the table where I do the morning show from at home. And I looked at it the other day and I went, you know what? Fuck it. I may go to Kohl's this weekend. I'm going to peel it off. So there's the sticker. I peel it off and motherfucker, it says take an extra 30% off when you use your Kohl's card. Why am I pissed?
Because it expired
April 25th.
I knew it. I saw it coming. I saw it coming a mile away.
The one friggin' time I don't peel back the sticker, I got Boardwalk. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Let me tell you what happened on Mother's Day before we get out of here. Because there's ultimately a problem at the end that you're not going to believe what I was told. So my family says, you know what? Let's not go out for Mother's Day. Let's just order from a diner. There's a great diner near us. And we're like, look, we know it's going to be an hour or two. It's going to be a long time to get the food, take out, whatever. We'll order it early and whatever time it is. We're not in a hurry. It was like 4:30. So I call up the diner and a younger sounding girl answers the phone. I don't know, maybe 20, you know, younger. And she sounded like she's being attacked by zombies. Now, I know that they're busy. Of course they're busy. It's Mother's Day. Biggest eat-out day of the year. So I said, I'd like to place an order for takeout. And she says, oh, no. If you order on the phone, it's too busy. We can't take your order. We can't. And I said, okay. Well, I'll come in and order. You know, not a problem. We're backed up. You can't order on the phone. It'll be like an hour and a half. I said, it's okay. I'll come there and I'll place the order in person. Is that better? I said, I don't care if I can't place it on the phone. I'll come there. Are you hearing me? She said, I can't take your order on the phone. It's just too busy. I said, I understand that. I've already agreed to come in. All right. You can come in and order, but it'll be like an hour and a half. I said, it's great. I'm casual. Totally fine. So I drive there. It's, I don't know, 7-8 minutes from my house. The same girl's at the register. I said, I'd like to place an order. I called. She said, hold on. And she walks away from the register and she goes to the back and I assume he's the manager, he's wearing a shirt and tie. And they're whispering, and they're pointing at me. And she comes back, she says, okay, I can take your order. I said, I called, right? I told you I was coming and you said it was fine. No, I know. It's just going crazy busy. By the way,
the sky is falling. Oh.
It wasn't that busy, Scary.
Of course it was not.
Busy. But there were spots in the parking lot. Let's not go crazy. Unless everybody walked, there was like five people waiting for a table. This was like 4:30. It was like five. It was 5 o'clock by the time I got there. Okay. So I don't have to get upset because they're taking my order. So I start giving him my order. No special requests. I'm not doing anything special. Right. And so I ordered for one of my kids, wanted a waffle with scrambled eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
And so she says, so you want a waffle, an order of eggs, an order of bacon? I said, no. I want the combo, the waffle with eggs and bacon. She goes, ah. So she goes and she grabs the menu and she's looking on the menu. She can't figure it out. She's like panicking, right? And I go, you okay? I can't find the button. So a woman comes over, a woman maybe in her 40s, and she says, excuse me. She moves the girl over and she says, I'll take it. Sir, how can I help you? And in the blink of an eye, boom, 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 her fingers are flying on the touchscreen.
Of course.
Rings me up, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Right. She says, give me your phone number. I said, okay, give her my phone number. She says, listen, it's probably going to be about an hour. Is that okay?
Oh, my God.
I said, I was told on the phone an hour and a half. An hour's great. I said, I'll wait. She says, you don't need to wait. I said, oh, because I was told I had to wait. Just and so she sees who I spoke to, and she rolls her eyes at me like, ugh. Right? She says, don't worry. I'll call you when it's ready. You don't even have to wait.
I said, That's nice.
Fantastic. Okay. So they call me 20 minutes later, Scary.
Wow. Under promising and over delivering.
Right. So I rush back to the restaurant, right? Now there's two girls behind the counter, crazy shaking girl, and a girl looks younger than her, maybe like 17, 18, are working there, okay? So I said, hi, I'm here to pick up my order. My name is David, because I gave them my name. So she goes over to the only bag on the ledge. It's a big bag on the ledge, right? She's looking at the receipt. She's looking in the bag. She's looking in the receipt. She's looking in the bag. She's looking at the receipt. She's kind of fidgeting through the bag. She's looking and looking and looking. Now, at this point, it's like 45 seconds, almost a minute. She's looking and staring. The other girl goes, your name's David, right? We just called you, right? She says to the other girl, you just called him. That's his order. And she swipes the bag from the girl.
Oh, my God.
And she hands it to me and she goes, you have a great night. And as I walk out, the other girl says, what is wrong with you?
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, that's not the kicker. What I ordered for myself was a patty melt, no onions, right? That's very me. And I ordered what they call Italian fries, which was French waffle fries with provolone cheese and gravy. Yeah. Sounds great, right?
Sounds awesome.
I think it was like $7. I get home, I unpack everybody's food. The fries are there. There's no gravy.
Ugh.
So I call back. I'm not going back. I've already been there twice. I'm not going back, but I figured maybe they'll give me a credit for next time. Because I go there once or twice a month. Okay. So I said, hey, listen, I just picked up a big order. I know you guys are crazy busy. I'm not upset, but I ordered cheese fries with gravy. I got the cheese fries. There's no gravy on the side, right? So he says, yeah. I said, so I'd like to get a credit, if you can, for the cheese fries for next time. He says, well, you can come back. I'll put the gravy on the side for you. You can come pick it up. I said, I can't come back. I want to eat dinner. I waited a long time for the food. I'm not coming back. So he says to me, well, I can't give you a credit. I said, why not? He said, well, you paid for cheese fries. You got cheese fries.
Oh.
The gravy is free. So I can't give you a credit for something that was free. I said, what are you talking about? I paid for a thing called cheese fries and gravy. On the menu, it's cheese fries and gravy. It doesn't say cheese fries and I can get optional toppings like when you go get McNuggets and you get free dipping sauces. This isn't like that. This is like buying chicken parm and then telling me I don't deserve anything because there's no sauce and cheese on it, right? That's ridiculous. He's telling me the gravy's free. I said, now, Skinny, what would you do?
Ring something up and give you an extra item and then you could get everything.
Right.
Just
give me a credit.
Give credit for something. Yeah.
Give me a credit for cheese fries.
Right.
I say I ordered cheese fries and
give
gravy.
Give you money back. Like open that fucking register.
Italian fries.
Right.
He's telling me, yeah, but the gravy's free.
Oh, what the hell does that even mean?
Right. It's like, oh, I ordered a Whopper. There's no cheese on it. Well, the cheese is free. It isn't actually. It's a 10 cents or 25 cents. The point was he didn't want to give me a credit. I said, dude, I know you're busy, but you don't know me very well. I would really appreciate you give me an order of cheese fries and gravy, or I have to bother you to get your manager. And this is probably a day he doesn't want to deal with this. So the guy goes, Yeah, you're right. All right, I'll give you a credit.
Exactly.
David.
Exactly.
David. And I wasn't mean. I was very nice. I said, but look, I said, save us the trouble. I said, the next step is I asked to speak to your manager nicely. You go and get the manager. Yeah. The manager says, of course, don't be ridiculous.
Crappy Mother's Day to you.
I said, yes. I said, look, I understand you're busy. Just give me a credit. I was dying for cheese fries and gravy. So I don't have gravy. And I don't have gravy at home. I would have, you know, to be honest with you, I would have been more happy if the gravy was there and the cheese wasn't. I would have put my own cheese on. I want a diner gravy. You know what diner gravy is?
Yes,
I do. It's a thick, heart-wrenching gravy they give you.
Ooh.
So.
No. All right.
Anyway,
I'm
that
hungry,
was my
dude.
Mother's Day.
I got my black and white cookies across the room staring at me.
All right. Well, you know what?
You know where I got them?
The boys from
a bakery, a Jewish bakery in Brooklyn.
The boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. The boys from Brooklyn.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.